Hi guys, it's Sydney, and I'm coming to you with a bit of an unexpected short notice announcement that Maya and I will be taking a break. We have had some stuff, I guess I will say, in the month of June that has really hindered us from participating in the podcast as we would like. Maya lost somebody very close to her, and we've both been dealing with some mental health and physical health issues. But we did not want to leave you guys without anything to listen to. So for the next 2 months, so for July and August, we will be releasing some of our joint Patreon episodes for you guys to listen to. They're very fun and they're very silly. We enjoy making them so much. They're not as serious or structured, I guess I will say, as our regular episodes, but we hope that they will keep you company in our absence, as well as new author interviews. We will still be doing those once every month, so you will be getting new content from us along with the Patreon episodes. We are so sorry for this unexpected update from us. We just have not been in a place to put as much love and time into this as we think that you all deserve, and we want to make sure that we are 100% for you guys. But I hope you can still find enjoyment out of the episodes that we will be providing to keep you company, and I just want to say thank you for understanding, and thank you for supporting us in any way that you ever have. It means the world to us. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy this bonus Patreon episode. Hello! Mm-hmm. And welcome to our
Patreon episode.
May Patreon episode. Our joint one.
Whoa!
Hi! Thank you so much for being patient with last month being...
Last month was busy for the both of us.
Very busy for the both of us.
You know...
But we think we have a very fun one for you that I'm very excited about. Sitting in front of Maya.
Yeah, there's a PowerPoint, a Google Slide presentation, The Legend of Zelda Smasher Pass. Sydney had proposed this idea to me. I forgot to respond to her. She then replied hours later with, I'll set up a PowerPoint.
It is not, you're not just all set up. It's, I've already made the PowerPoint.
Oh, okay.
I made the PowerPoint.
Yeah, so I have no idea what I'm going into. Mm-hmm, I feel like this is a game more for me, more so, because you already know who's on the list.
Well, yeah,
I'm
but
like coming
I,
into this
I
blood.
Feel like...
But you still get to, like, you still have...
Oh, absolutely,
like,
I will.
Still, you're still giving your smash or your pass.
I feel like it's just the inverse of the, like, Monster Fucker one.
Oh,
where
correct.
You, like, you had put the list together, right. And then you brought it to me.
Right.
But you also participated in it, right?
Right. No, totally.
So, I
I'm
feel
just,
like
I'm
you
like,
do...
I know specifically this is for Breath of the Wild characters.
I also put in miscellaneous ones at the end that I felt were important
okay.
to the Zelda franchise.
But for the most part...
For a big chunk of it is Breath of the Wild slash Tears of the Kingdom related.
Yeah.
I did my best to include, like, only the important characters.
Okay.
Like, obviously, you can't put in, like, every single character from Breath of the Wild.
Right.
Because some of them are just, like, people, and you're like, yeah, I'd hit it. So I only put in, like, people who have, like, a main objective to the game that, like, helps you along in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Tears of the Kingdom, obviously, I kind of just, like, pulled what I could from Twitter, like, tweets that I had found of, like, people either, like, talking about characters or, like, thirsting over characters, and I was like, I must add them.
Right.
But, for the most part, Tears of the Kingdom characters are the same as Breath of the Wild characters.
Yeah. I mean, weirdly enough, my boss and I did talk about this at work today because they started playing Tears of the Kingdom last night. They were very busy with a bunch of other stuff, and then they were like, do you play Legend of Zelda?
Yeah.
And I was like, do I look? Is that why you're asking? And she was like, no, I didn't say that. And I was like, well, you'd be right. But like, I'm feeling very judged right now.
I feel targeted.
So then we started talking a little bit. And then she was like, I was like, yeah, I haven't seen Rehydrated Ganon. So like, I don't know. Like, I've seen the art in like some clips.
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, I don't know. And I was like, what's going on? And I like grabbed my boobs in front of her. And I was like,
You're like, hear me out.
Yeah. And she just started laughing. She was like, are you one of those people that like you're, and I was like,
you don't have to say one of those people.
I know. I was like, whoa,
targeted.
Do I need to contact HR? Like, what's going on? Come on, man.
And are you saying that we're all not attracted to Rehydrated Ganon?
She was laughing. She was just like, I cannot say that I'm on that bandwagon. And I was like, I can safely say that I'm on that bandwagon.
Right.
So Granted, I have seen the screenshots of him making the, like, manic faces in-game. So, like, that I'm not partial to, but, right. like...
But the screenshots and the artwork that have come before.
Like, I can't say, like, I'm not... Right. You know.
I mean...
We'll get to it. I'm sure we'll get to it.
Oh, yeah, we absolutely will get to it. It's fine. So, mostly Breath of the Wild / Tears of the Kingdom characters. And then, at the end, I did have some miscellaneous that, like, I felt were important.
Okay.
To, like, just the Zelda...
Yeah.
Franchise as a whole, very important characters that like people would recognize from other games. For the game, I left out characters that I thought were children.
That is fair.
So like if that that's fair. Like if that like Skull Kid left off, that's a child. Kid is in the name. Okay. Right?
Yeah.
And then there were some characters that I came across that I was just like, I feel like you might be a child. Everyone else who I put on the list, you could easily tell me later, like, they're actually, like, 16 or something, and I'd just be like, whoops. Because I just don't know the ages of any of these people. Right. They just, like, from looking at them, I'm like, that looks like an adult, you know?
Yeah.
So, I think for the premises of the game, we're going to go in. Everyone is in their 20s or above.
Okay.
And that's how we're playing this game.
Okay.
I left off literally everyone that was like, that's a child. That might be a child. Leaving that one off the list.
Slay.
So, we're going to start my Legend of Zelda Smash or Pass.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to start with disclaimers. One, this is not supported in any way by Nintendo, anyone who worked on any of these games, or anyone living in Hyrule.
Slay.
Please don't sue us.
Mm-hmm.
It is not our fault your characters are hot. Some of them, all of them, but not all of them, stares at Tingle.
Ah, I see.
Feel free, this is one for you specifically, Maya. Okay. Feel free to be down horrendously for the next slides. I encourage it deeply so I'm not the only one suffering. I love you. Unless you choose to smash Tingle, then I will judge.
Okay.
Number one, just getting them out of the way.
Okay.
We're going to start with Link.
Okay.
So I have a couple pictures up here. One, yeah. Twilight Princess, Ocarina of Time, Majora's Mask, Breath of the Wild, and Toon Link. He has gone through several iterations.
Yeah.
So I would understand if, like, I would smash Twilight Princess Link, but not Majora's Last Link.
See, I don't think I'd smash any Link.
Really?
I have never found myself to be attracted to him.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is like, my best friend, absolutely... It's like 100% like that's her type.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It might be like for the most part, I do perceive him as like a child.
Okay.
Like 16, 17. So I'm like.
I've never perceived, I guess, except for like Toon Link.
Right.
And like I put the picture of Majora's Mask Link up there because I thought it looked funny.
Yeah. No, it definitely is.
Like next to all these like really photorealistic Links.
I can see like Twilight Princess and Breath of the Wild Link
yes.
being adults.
Yes.
Like that perfectly makes sense to me, but that still doesn't make me attracted to them.
Right.
Like in any way. Like I get he's the hero archetype, like silent, protect, loves, you know, whoever,
right.
protects them with all of his heart. I'll find you in every timeline, whatever the fuck. I just don't find myself like.
Okay.
I don't know. I've never found myself to be attracted to him, so I'm going to pass.
Okay, wow.
Yeah.
How many shots would it take for you to sleep
to
with
sleep with him?
Yeah.
Easily two.
Easily? Only two?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, like, it wouldn't take much. It's just, like, as I am now, sober, I'm like, yeah, he's attractive, don't get me wrong, but it's not like I would want to smash or, like, be in a relationship with him.
Got it.
Whereas, like,
there are other characters that you were like, hands down.
Yeah, like, if I was in a character, or if I was in a bar with all of these characters, Link would not be the first one that I'm like, I'm going home with you.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. I do like a blonde boy.
Yeah.
This is a known fact about myself. Uh-huh. I love a blonde boy, but I do think from the list that I put together for you, it would only be Twilight Princess and Breath of the Wild Link. / Tears of the Kingdom, I saw that arm. That arm does something. That, like, weird, like, that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not for me.
That's okay.
The nails are all grown out, like in all of the
I haven't seen any of the animation
like,
stuff.
I don't like that.
Okay. But I think there is something with like the Ocarina of Time, like the very like distinct look of like Link.
Yeah.
There's something about that stupid hat.
Oh, it's the hat?
It's the hat.
I was gonna say like that color green.
That color green too.
Yeah, okay.
Like there's something about the entire outfit put together that I would just be like,
you're a fucking fool. You look like a freak. Get out of here.
But, like, Twilight Princess Link, I know a bit about the game Twilight Princess.
Mm-hmm.
So he's just very, like, stoic. Something about, like, the darker, grittier of the game is,
I can understand that.
And then Breath of the Wild, I think there are some outfits that he just looks really, really, really good in. And you're like, yes.
Yeah. No, yes. I get it.
Okay. Next up, we have Princess Zelda.
Again, I would smash Twilight Princess.
Oh my god, I would absolutely smash Twilight Princess Zelda.
Not any of the other ones.
Not even Breath of the Wild Zelda?
Nope. She's too annoying.
Oh, I haven't gotten to her yet.
Yeah, not to be
game.
Like that. Like, I think her and I could be good friends.
Yeah.
But I think I would only smash Twilight Princess Zelda.
Okay.
Because on the list again is Twilight Princess, Breath of the Wild, A Link to the Past, Ocarina of Time, and Toon Zelda.
Yes.
With the rest of them, Breath of the Wild, Link to the Past, Ocarina of Time, and Toon, I could see myself like being friends or friendly towards them.
Right.
But I don't, like, I don't know, something about brunette or, like, you know, not severely blonde.
You're not into blondes, even though you are blonde.
Okay, I'm an artificial blonde. Let's get that right. I bleach my own fucking hair.
So you're only into fake blondes.
Maybe. No, like, I don't know. Yeah, I think this is, like, no. Like, I don't...
No, I mean, that's fair.
Like, I don't have, like, a strong...
I think Princess Zelda, blonde. Breath of the Wild Princess Zelda, who I haven't gotten to in the game yet, so my opinion can change when I, like, actually get to her in the game.
Right.
Looking at her, I think she's very cute. I think she's, like... Yeah. She's, like...
No, she's very much, like, the research type.
I do think... Out of all of them, Twilight Princess Zelda is just hits differently.
100%.
Twilight Princess Zelda?
Sorry, they slayed with that design.
Oh!
The design, killer. Like, the little hip chain thing? I go crazy for
that
shit.
The thing is, like, I think before Breath of the Wild, Twilight Princess Legend of Zelda was, like, the Legend of Zelda that, like, did the most.
Yeah, 100%.
She was, like, she served badass. Cut. She served cut on the battlefield.
100% she
for
did.
For her country, she really did. I do think that you would actually like that game at the end of the day if you decided to play it one
day. Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. It's very expensive to buy a copy of Twilight Princess.
I'll try to find it for you. But yeah, so I think I agree with you. Pass on all but Twilight Princess because she has something special in her. Ganondorf.
Okay. Breath of the Wild, 100% smash.
So up here I have Breath of the Wild, Toon Ganon, Ocarina of Time Ganon, and the very first Ganon, Oracle of Ages.
Yeah, that's Beast Ganon.
That's a beast.
Yeah, so he originally appeared in, like, a pig form.
Yes.
And then slowly it was like, oh, that's his malice form. That's, like, him when he's, like, ultra angry or whatever. Breath of the Wild, yeah. You see, dude, he's at least a C cup.
Those titties?
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Look at that nipple. Also, I'm so sorry, but, like, it's jutting out.
Yeah, no, they, like, put attention to detail.
They really did.
Are you kidding me? Look at the nose.
I mean...
You heard what Doja Cat said. We all know that. Yeah. I think I would smash Breath of the Wild.
Also, those arms could pick you up so easy.
Oh, dude. Yeah. I weigh nothing for him.
Oh.
Which, like, huge slay for me.
Yeah.
Not to be like that. Huge slay
for me. He's also going to be, like, what, 7'5" or something?
Yeah, no. Towering over me. Easily. Listen. Could not be in a relationship with him.
Okay.
A good one night stand.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How big do you think his dick is?
Oh, huge.
Yeah.
Easily over 7.5 inches.
1 inch per foot?
Yeah, about.
Yeah. Destroy you. Absolutely.
Yeah, like sore for days.
But there's like something about like Toon Ganon that's so...
The thing is I was about to bring that up. I was like, I think I would smash Toon Ganon as well.
Yeah.
But with Ocarina of Time and Oracle of Ages, I wouldn't. Just because like in Ocarina of Time, he's wearing...
You're not
like,
this much of a monster fucker?
No, that's like too much.
Too much.
I'm not in like the pig thing, not really into it.
Yeah.
Whereas like Ocarina of Time, it's just like he looks goofy.
This feels like what they mean by like dehydrated Ganon, but like in a person form. Like where are the thighs?
No, like there's still definition to them and everything. It's just like that's like your battle armor.
Yeah,
that's like whereas like the
compared
other
compared to Breath of the Wild, Ganon that has absolutely no battle armor. He has shirtless and the
like one tit out. He's serving cunt. Like what are we doing? He's got a ponytail and a top knot.
You'd see him on the battlefront, and you would just walk through your crowd, being like, "I surrender.
Take me now.
Take me now."
Yeah, whereas like Toon Ganon, he's serving with the robes too.
He is.
Like, the thing is, like, he's hiding.
Yeah, he's under there?
Exactly. Like, I'm intrigued.
You see that, and you're, like, you're curious now.
Yeah, 100%.
There's a mystery
because, like,
there.
No, when you're that big, it's like...
He still has the nose going.
Yeah, 100% he does.
I think I would be more attracted, not that I'm not, but I think I'd be more attracted to him if he didn't have this, like, weird red beard situation going on.
Okay.
Something about, like, all of this facial hair.
See,
I like the eyebrows.
I'm not opposed to facial hair. And I know this is where...
Not either, but it's just... I feel like it's a lot on Ganon for some reason.
Oh, I see. Okay. I mean, I think that's fair. For me, it's like, that's no big deal.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, like, it doesn't pull me either way to be, like, more attracted to him because of the beard.
Oh, sure.
Or to be less attracted to, like, it's very middle of the line. Mm-hmm, I don't care. Whereas, like, I would never want to see a drawing of him with a mustache, but,
oh,
like...
Oh, my... That was actually an awful image.
Yeah, that's an awful image, but, like, in my day-to-day life, it's like, I do like people with mustaches.
I mean... But,
I do.
I was gonna say, like, maybe without the beard, but even without the beard, it just feels even,
like,
wrong.
In the Ocarina of Time, when he doesn't have a beard in that,
he doesn't.
And it looks fucking weird to me. Like, I think it frames his face.
Yeah, I think you're right.
So, that's why it doesn't, like, pull me either way.
Okay.
Where, again, the two that I am attracted to are the ones that have the beard. So. Yeah.
So, Breath of the Wild, absolute smash.
Absolutely.
Toon Ganon, I'm gonna say pass.
I'm gonna say smash.
Ocarina of Time and Oracle of Ages, pass and pass.
Yeah.
All right, now we are going to our second part, okay, Breath of the Wild / Tears of the Kingdom.
Okay.
We're starting with Urbosa.
Smash! Oh my god, okay.
Maya, if you would like to explain who this person is.
Okay. So she's the champion of the Gerudo people, who is an entirely woman village. Technically, that's where Ganon's from as well. So they share similar physical traits, mm-hmm. as in the nose. And yeah, and it's usually like, oh, if any time a man is born in Gerudo Valley, it's like, oh, they're the most awful person on the planet. That's kind of how it works.
I.e. Ganon.
Yes. She is the champion. She was the one that was in the camel. She has, like, lightning powers.
Yep.
She was the chief of her people. I love her so much.
She serves.
Listen, I'm not... I don't like armor designs for women that are like,
skimpy.
Revealing.
Yeah.
But in her case, it's like she's showing abs. She's serving.
Also, there's something empowering, especially that she comes from a village from only women. She does not know the male gaze.
Right. No, that's the thing is, like, she's not doing this for attention at all. And we all know that. Like, she has no, like, at least in the story, she has no, like, romantic.
Mm-hmm.
Interest or intrigue or anything like that,
right.
to any of the other characters that we know, which I think is, like, another big reason why I'm okay with, like, the skimpiness of her outfit, because, like, she is serving and she knows it, and like, she's not doing it for anyone else but herself.
Mm-hmm.
I really like her personality.
Okay.
Like, not like I know more than her about her than you, mm-hmm. just from, like, cutscenes and stuff. She's so slay, and, like, yeah, 100% would smash. Absolutely.
No,
strong.
You didn't even take a
no,
beat in
yeah,
between
yeah.
slide changes.
Like, she could throw me around, and I'd happily let her do it.
Oh, yeah. She's attractive. I love, again, the heel, the skirt, the little toppy top that looks like it's made of, like, expensive gems.
Yeah, 100%.
The, like, shield.
She's
even
the
shield
of,
is...
She's the chief of her people.
Even the shield is Siren Cunt.
Listen,
like, it's...
Yeah, it's...
It's a
so
smash.
Cool. She's so cool. I like her design a lot.
Yeah.
And that's saying, like, I really truly do hate, like, the skimpy fantasy,
mm-hmm.
more specifically, like, in a fantasy element,
right.
where people are like, women can't wear armor. And it's like, yeah, they fucking can.
Yeah.
Just give them a fucking breastplate like a normal person,
right.
please. Yeah.
So our next slide is old man / King Rom. Also, Zelda's dad.
Yeah.
So I've left him as... the old man and also the king.
Okay, so these are two separate entities.
These are two separate entities. Like,
okay.
Would you smash and then he's like, I'm actually the king? And you're like, oh, sick. Or would you not smash the old man and then he's like, I'm actually the king? And then you're like, smash.
I think I would smash the king, but not the old man.
I think you're right for that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. He looks dirty. And anything I know about dirty men...
Yeah, and I get that's what he's going for.
Yes.
Like, at the beginning of the game, like, he's like, I don't want you to know who I am, or, like, have any assumptions about who I am, and, like, that's the whole shebang. But,
mm-hmm.
like, if it was just that, I'd be like, yeah, all right, bye, see you later.
Right.
But if it was, like, the king, it's just like, okay.
Are you smashing only because he's the king?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're just like, I might get something out of this.
Yeah, write me into your will.
Okay.
That's about it. Like, I don't think there's anything, like, attractive about him in any sense. He's got a good voice.
Mm-hmm. The only thing that I can think of is just, like, what are you hiding under the clothes? Are you, like, secretly ripped?
Yeah, I think that's valid. And, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly don't know.
I think I could be his queen and not be upset about it.
Yeah, I could easily be like in an arranged marriage. And like, I'm not pissed.
I'm not upset about this. Right. I'm okay.
Yeah.
So I would smash.
Me too.
The king, not the old man.
Correct. Me as well.
Okay, then we have Sage, the man who runs the dye shop.
No. Hard pass.
I think you're correct. I think he gives me clown energy, and I said no to the clowns in our Monster Fucker episode, but you said smash on the clowns.
Yeah, I think that more comes from like a mask thing where this is like, this is nothing.
This is who he looks like.
Yeah.
He's got this weird comb over.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that. Like, the earring is cunt.
The earring is very nice.
But
he's
like,
wearing these itty bitty 5-inch inseam shorts.
Yeah, like,
slay. No shirt.
Good for you. And I can see like a side boob.
Yeah, you can.
Which is like fun and all, but it's like, dude, I don't know. I feel like there you could put more effort into your appearance.
Okay.
Like, not to be like that, but I feel like he could put in effort in certain areas. It, like, you look fine. Like, the body type is not what's do, like...
Right.
Not what's deterring me. Like, I don't care.
This specific picture does give me Pennywise the clown.
I was gonna say that like earlier, and then I refrained, but that's exactly what it... Like, I don't know. Change the hair.
Oh, absolutely change the hair.
Maybe get rid of the gloves.
Okay.
I can see that you tied a belt around your waist or like a coat around your waist. Like, what's that? Like, you know, and you're wearing a bandana around your neck. I get you work with like dyes and stuff, right. But it's like, I feel like there are different things we could be doing that would make you more attractive than how you are.
I feel like you're correct. I do feel like maybe... If you only changed the hairstyle, I'd be like, four shots in, I could sleep with you.
Yeah.
But with the comb over, absolutely not.
No.
This is like a wicked wild comb over.
It's pretty intense.
Yeah. He definitely needs like a what not to wear TLC episode.
Yeah, I was just about... Yeah.
As he is, no. I think he can run his dye shop alone.
Yeah.
And he'll be fine.
Yeah. I think that's fair.
Next, we have two characters from Tears of the Kingdom.
Yeah, I have yet to meet Sonya.
But?
Raru? Yeah. I know the internet's horny for him right now.
Yes.
But the goat thing just doesn't do it for
me.
I can't. Listen, he's got a hot body. I'm not going to lie.
He does.
But
he's
got
all stomach out.
I know. And he's got like the V showing too.
He does have the V showing.
Like, it's huge.
We're so tall. Look how much taller he is than her.
I know. Like, I've seen fan art of the both of them and I'm like, fuck, that's kind of like.
I would be in between
like,
them.
I understand. Easy. Like, I can understand that. I think I would be in a threesome with them. But him alone, no.
I would.
For me, no. And with her, like, I'd be solo with her.
Okay.
So solo with her. Or the both of them, but not him alone. Just because, like, I don't know how I feel. I really don't know how I feel about the goat thing. His design, slay. Everything about him.
The, like, face painting.
Is, like, cunt.
I think
he's serving.
He's just human-like enough for me.
Okay.
To be like, yeah, that's fine. If he had, like, goat hands, I'd have a problem.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
But the way he is now, like, literally, if you just, like, cut this off, that's a human man. You know what I mean? Like a really tall human man.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
Sorry.
Whoa.
Pretend you didn't see that.
Okay. yeah. For me, it's just like the facial. It is too much.
Okay.
I feel like if.
But what if you didn't have to look into his face?
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like the threesome.
Oh, okay.
That's why I'm saying it's okay with the threesome. But like, I don't know. Just like him by himself, I don't think that I could. I really don't think that I could. I do think it's just like a.
It's too goaty for you.
It's too goaty for me.
I would. Everything about this man, from the V to, like, the like, earrings, the several earrings off the ear to, like, the long, luscious hair.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to be with him. I'd love to be with her. I'd love to be in between them.
Yeah.
I would love to rule with them. I'd love to be their little concubine. Because I do believe that they are, like, the first king and queen of Hyrule.
They are.
It's what I read.
Yeah.
And I'd love to be taken care of by them.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Yeah.
I think I would want to be in the same position, but I just don't see myself.
Just him.
With just him.
Okay. I think that's her.
Thank you.
Next, we have Pecongo.
No.
The old man who paints pictures.
He's funny. I think it'd be funny to, like, get drinks with him at a bar, but no amount of alcohol would ever put me in a bedroom with him and us being naked.
I think 20 years ago, maybe. I think younger him.
Oh,
I might have.
I thought you meant me, and I was like, bitch, I'd be one.
No, I mean,
what the fuck are you talking about?
If he was, like, 20 to 30 years younger... I think maybe he was an attractive man. He has skill. He has a talent. He paints.
Mm.
Paint me like one of your French girls.
Yeah. That doesn't do a whole lot for me.
I don't know. He's got, like, these tattoos. I just feel like he was fun when he was younger.
No, that's the thing. Is like, I do think he's, like, fun.
Yeah.
It's just, like, mm-hmm. not really for me at this moment, as he is now.
As he is now. That's yeah. fair. That's fair. Daruk.
No.
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 You're really surprising me today. You know really? That?
Interesting.
I was expecting more of your monster fucker to come out.
Really?
Because I'm like, okay, a lot of these are like, we have the fish people, the bird people.
Right.
These like monster looking things.
They're made out of rocks.
They're made out of rocks. I didn't yeah. know that actually.
Grons are rock people.
Oh, okay.
No, I do like Daruk. I like his personality. I just don't think I could. The thing with the list that you've made is that I do know these characters' personalities right. more than you do. Yeah. So it's like, oh, yeah. Like, again, I think he'd be fun to go out with mm-hmm. and, like, get a couple drinks, right. hang out, go to a club, something like that. But reasonably, I don't think that I would be capable of fucking this person. Okay. I just don't think I could.
Right. I think until you told me rocks,
my answer
is going to be yes.
Okay. No, he's
because he's a like rock big. Person. He's got those big hands. I feel yeah. like one of those hands can go over on my entire body.
Probably.
I don't know. I like this mane of hair going. You know, like how I said, like it felt like too much for Ganon. Mm-hmm. It doesn't feel like too much for him somehow.
No, that's fair.
You know, full body out. He's got like a 17 pack or whatever going on here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I feel like maybe he might have a little dick, and that's the only thing.
Yeah, but he'd make up for it other ways.
He would. I believe that. So I think until you told me rock, like it's just rock going on here.
Yeah.
Because there's no, like, Ganon you could come back from eventually, right? Like, even with his, like, 7.5-inch
oh,
dick.
Yeah.
Like, you could come back eventually.
Right.
I don't think there's coming back from
no.
rock.
No.
So.
No.
It would have been yes, but I think you broke it.
I'm sorry.
Pura.
Yeah! Woo!
I would like to make the record clear that I have put her adult version from,
yeah,
Tears of the Kingdom and not her child version,
yes,
from Breath of the Wild.
Yeah. 100.
She would have not gone on this list.
As soon as she popped up, I was like, bitch, Rule 34 is going to be blowing up tonight. What the fuck is going on? Yeah, 100%.
She would have not made this list if Tears of the Kingdom had not come out.
I don't know who at Nintendo decided that she was going to serve the most con.
Oh, the glasses, the hair bow, the, like, what is this, like, flute thing that she's holding? She's got,
yeah,
like, the red tights. She's,
yeah,
got this little button-up situation going on, mm-hmm, that's barely holding on because of how big her titties are.
Yeah. Everything about her, 100%, yeah.
The white hair.
Yeah.
She's got this, like, face that looks so innocent, and I know those people who look so innocent, but they're, like, the wildest in the bedroom.
Yeah. No, she 100, yep.
She's a scientist.
Yeah.
She's gonna experiment on you.
Yeah, 100, I let her do anything to me. No, absolutely.
And then for your romantic side, Maya, I do think that she just, like, you would just hang out in, like, that little invention center, like, all day.
Yeah, no, like, the thing is, like, I was about to compare it with, like, Princess Zelda. I don't know why they're, like, different, because they're, like, both scientific.
That's
and,
true.
Like, have intrigue and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But for some reason, like, when it comes to Princess Zelda, I'm like, yeah, okay, yeah, whatever. But with her, I'm like, yeah.
Is it just the blonde? You don't like the blonde?
Mommy? No, I just think that, I think Zelda is, like, too innocent.
Okay.
Where it's like, with her, I don't think she's innocent at all.
She seems like a mad scientist.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, she would push the fucking limits.
Absolutely.
Where Zelda is just like,
gotta follow the rules.
Yeah.
I see what you mean.
So, I think that's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's like, there's a lot going on here. Whoever designed her needs to get their pussy eat.
Yeah.
Because they did well.
They, yeah. I don't know what the fuck
I mean, come on. Look at those eyes. Those are bedroom eyes.
I know. You don't have... Dude, I'm playing the game. I know.
Next is King Dorfin.
No. I'm so sorry.
From the fish people.
Yeah.
This big old shark man.
Yeah.
He reminds me of King Orca.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. But the thing is like, with Gang Orca, he wears a suit.
He does wear a suit.
And that's, like, different
this
for me.
This man has, like, a sash on.
Yeah, but it's, like...
He's got pants on.
It's, like, kind of...
No, he
doesn't.
He has a belt.
That's a belt, girl. What the fuck?
Sorry. The pattern made it...
No. I just think he's, like, way too big.
I don't know. The way that he tapers down, like, he's a Dorito
odd.
Shape.
Yeah.
But, okay, the way he tapers down into this, like, Dorito shape makes me think that he's not really packing here. So I could take it.
I mean, I think that's a fair assumption. I just don't, like, again, if I were in a bar,
mm-hmm,
and like these characters were present, he would not be one of the ones I'd be like, I want to go home with you.
Definitely 2 to 3 shots.
I would have to be near blackout.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. And I think for me personally, only from behind.
Okay.
Because I think that he has a lot of height that like any, like he'd be crushing me in missionary.
Yeah.
It would be really awkward cowgirl because it'd be like, how are you doing all the way down there?
Yeah.
But like, but from the back just seems like the only way it could be done.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I think that's valid.
But yeah, there's just something about like his, I don't know, he's been in some fights. He's got these like arm muscles.
Yeah.
He's just Dorito shaped.
I get your point. It's just like not for me. I just like, I've never had a thing for fish people. I never will.
Okay.
I don't think I can.
All right. Next. Cass.
I knew this one was
coming. I went back and forth putting Cass on here because I was just like, is he that important of a character? I'm so sorry. There's a lot of characters on here. I didn't want us for take forever. Don't look at me like that.
Oh, God. He's a very important character.
So I eventually put him on the list. And Cass is the bird man that gives you, like, side quests.
Yeah.
And sings to you.
Yeah.
And plays the accordion.
So here's the thing.
Yeah.
I really like Cass. I really do.
Yeah.
The thing is, like, I know from lore in-game, he has children.
He does have children.
So the thing is... I'm usually not attracted to musicians either. So as he is now, no. But if it were 10 years previous.
He didn't have wife and children.
Didn't have wife and kids. You know, I think it'd be okay.
Okay. Yeah. Let's not play this by he has a wife and kids.
Yeah. Even like as he is right now, it's like,
Yeah. As a single entity, I would.
Slay. No, he like serves.
Yeah. He likes to travel. And, like, in the game, too, he's like, well, I've come back for my wife and children. And you're just like, I could travel with you.
Right.
Like. We could just go traveling the world together. And you play me little songs to sleep.
Wouldn't it be fun?
Wouldn't it be fun?
Wouldn't it be so cool?
Wouldn't it be great? What a little life we lead. What a little charmed life that we lead.
No, I do like him a lot. I think it would be a good one-night stand, but not, like, a sustained relationship.
I would. Next, Beetle.
No. I'm so sorry.
I like him so much. This pasty.
I was so excited that he was in Tears of the Kingdom again. When I found him, I was like, yeah, Beetle!
You've lasted. You've made it.
No, but like, I support him in all of his entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
Look at that big fucking backpack he's carrying.
I know. Look at this little sign he made.
I know. Like he's
got like signs down here.
I know, he's so cute.
He's great.
But like I think I would think of him as like a little brother.
He definitely gives me the vibes of like the like you're a junior or a senior in high school and he's like the freshman that's like,
yeah,
hey, like, hey, and you're just like, oh, hi.
What's up, man? Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah,
that's exactly why I don't think I could, because like I view him in a certain light that I'm just like, I can't bring myself
I think that's fair. That's, I think it is a pass.
Yeah.
Teba.
Yeah.
Teba's another bird man.
Yeah, but he's like the strong broody type.
He's the strong brute, absolutely. White. Although, Maya, he does still have a wife and child.
Yeah, I don't care. He's a piece of shit. Like, in-game, he's a piece of shit. Not to
so
be
you
like
care
that.
About Cass, but not about Teba?
Yeah.
Thought process.
He's a piece of shit.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Your wife and your kids don't deserve you. So if I need to ruin that relationship, I'll gladly do
it. And then I'll take over for your position.
Yeah.
I'll take your wife and kids. I didn't put them on the list, but like the women birds on Rito Village.
Yeah, for some reason.
They give them titties.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of it, but like.
Like his wife, she's hot.
Yeah. No, like again, I would gladly take his wife and kids. Like I don't care. But yeah, if I got to be the one that fucking ruins that relationship. Right. By all means.
Sleep with him.
Yeah.
Record something. Write a little letter to his wife. And then you show up
and
randomly.
Console her.
Console her. Yeah. You show up randomly at Rito Village one day being like, I'm just trying to find a place to like honk shoe, rest up. She's going through a horrible divorce. You're like, oh my God, what happened?
Yeah.
You don't need him.
No.
We don't need men.
Not at all.
I'll take care of you. Do you know there's a village with only women?
We can go.
We can go.
You'll never have to see him again. You'll never learn the truth.
Yeah, but there's something about, like, his facial markings. I don't know, he is that brooding, but there is just, like, mm-hmm. I do find him attractive.
No, 100, yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
I get the, like, facial thing. Like, mm-hmm. I can't say exactly what it is, but, yeah. Like, yeah, I get it.
Yeah. It's good. It's a smash.
Yeah.
The Great Fairies.
Yes.
So we have all four of them here.
Well, you're missing one.
Oh, I am?
The Horse Fairy.
Oh, the Horse Fairy. Yeah. I did find him, actually. Yeah. Okay, I only have the women up here, I guess.
Well, technically, she was supposed to be her in the... Oh. Well, like, this was, like, pre, like, development and everything. Okay. They were like, oh, wee. And then they changed her. Anyways.
Okay. So I have Kotera, Miha, Tara, and Kesa.
Yeah, all of them.
All of them.
At once.
At once?
Yeah. Of course. You don't think...
Their size, though. They're so big.
Yeah, and? Mommy? Milkers?
They do. They have great... She, when I saw her for the very first time, because she's the first one, Kotera is the first one you come across, because they give you that quest to, like, go find, then you're like, oh my god, there's these women to find.
Yeah.
You see, literally comes up, and I swear to god, they gave her boobs, like, jiggle physics. And you're just like...
Mommy? Sorry. Mommy?
And you're just like, actually, can I climb inside that little flower with you?
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Stop my quest here.
All of them at once.
Okay, but who's your number one?
Tara.
Tara?
Yeah.
Who's Tara? I haven't met her yet.
I mean, they all practically do the same thing.
Oh, okay.
Like, the only one that's different is the horse one. But they all just, like, enhance your clothing in some way, shape, or form. Okay. It's just, like, I like her design the most.
Okay. So. I'll give that to you. I think my favorite is Miha. Mm-hmm. Looking at her. Like, just looking at all of their designs.
Yeah.
I like the purple, like, the lavender situation.
I think that's fair.
I don't know. I haven't met her yet, but I'm intrigued to meet her one day and then maybe climb into her little flower.
Dude, yeah. I'd let them do anything.
Mipha!
No.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say no.
Yeah. I like her. I really do, and I think that we could be friends.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think I could fuck her.
Okay.
I don't, like, I know she's interested in Link, and it's, like, a weird thing.
Yeah.
And, like, I just, you know, can't do that.
Okay.
Can't in good faith.
I feel like you have played this game too much that you can't detach yourself from the reality of this game. Yeah. Of, like, what if one day...
Okay, but even just, like, looking at her...
Yeah.
The fish people don't do a lot for me.
Okay.
They just really don't.
I think if she came to me and wanted to experiment...
The thing... Okay. When you phrase it like that, perhaps. No, like...
I'm trying to separate you from reality.
Yeah, like, I'm trying to, like... Like, if I was kind of drunk and she was the one
coming
that proposed,
on to you.
Then it would be like, okay.
Yes.
But I would never be caught going up to her and being like, haha.
So, yeah, I think we're on the same page of, like, if she wanted to experiment with me, I would experiment with her.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that I don't know if it'd be a prolonged relationship.
No, not at all. Not for me.
Yeah. But, yeah. Revali.
No.
No. He's also an asshole, though.
I know, and that's the thing. It's like, I just, like, I...
He's got, like, a flamboyant little voice.
He does. I will give you...
You love flamboyancy.
I know. I love a little limp wrist.
Yeah.
I don't like the braids.
They do kind of give rat tail.
That's 100% what they give. And, like, his outfit, like, isn't serving...
Oh,
he kind of looks like Captain Falco, which is like, no,
okay.
I'm sorry, I don't like your color palette.
Okay.
So,
on that alone,
it's just,
what if he was only like the dark blue color?
If he was the dark blue color, I would consider it more.
Okay,
like after a couple drinks, it would be more. But since like with the bright blue, it's like I'm sorry. Just doesn't do it. And you're like weird puffy pants, like I don't know. You look like a court jester, like I can't do it. So
I think I would for a one night stand. We're like okay, I think we're going with for like the birds cast. I would live a long happy life with
okay
Revali, a one night stand, and Teba's only as a revenge fuck.
Yeah, Cass is a one night stand, Teba's also a one night stand.
Interesting. Okay,
whereas like Revali is just like a hard no.
Kilton.
No. I would give him all the money in the world.
He's like the monster part seller.
I like him so much. He's so fun. The thing is, like, I played that game for months and didn't know who he was, never saw him or anything like that. And then I happened to see him one night when I was leaving the Zora Kingdom, and I was like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah.
He's just some little guy.
Yeah, he's a little Eggman.
Yeah, I think he's really cute. I really do, but like, no.
It's
I'm
the
sorry.
It's the teeth, the deep set eyes,
the
like
oblong head,
whisper of
yeah.
hair.
No, there's like a lot of things as to why I wouldn't. I'm trying to be nice though because I genuinely do like him.
Okay, Taro.
I have not met him in game because I have not gone far in the story, but I've seen all of the. I've seen people's.
I would smash this man so hard.
I don't even have to know who he is. Like, 100%.
You're right. I don't need to know a single thing about you. We don't need to talk before this.
No.
I'm
in
walking
fact,
into
I'm
the bar.
Sure
seeing you
would
be walking
dead
out.
Fucking silent in the bar, and I'd be like, "You're coming with me."
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
I think that's my one thing is I do think he'd be silent in bed, which is not the biggest turn on for me.
No, but I know he would. He would know exactly what to do. God. And like, he'd pay so much attention to me.
Look at those fucking. Look at him with his little fucking. This he would be. Where's my fucking cursor? This little fucking magnifying glass.
Yeah,
he's looking for ways.
No, I know. Yeah, no.
This fucking look at this deep V.
Yeah, I know, dude. I want him so bad.
Like, I don't even need to see your face. There's like the it's a partial mask kink going on.
Yeah,
you can't see his eyes.
A little bit.
A little bit with the hair. Also, there's something that's like really hot about this, just like streak of white.
Yeah, I don't. It's doing a lot for everyone.
It really is.
Yeah.
Something about this man, even the flip-flops, I'll give him a pass on these flip-flops, honestly.
Yeah.
On any other man, it would be a ginormous red flag. It's not happening with the flip-flops.
But he's wearing the little crop shirt, two crop vests.
Look at, he's got this fucking cunty-ass anklet.
Yeah.
What kind of man? An anklet?
That's a man who likes to be dominated.
Oh my god.
He's a switch for sure.
He's got these gloves on?
Yeah.
I think it would be cunty if they were fingerless, but I'll let him have it.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
But, yeah, there's just...
Yeah, he's got it all.
He has it all.
He really does.
Okay, now, next question for you. Is this a long-term or a one-night stand or a fuck buddies?
Fuck buddies.
Fuck buddies.
I don't think I could commit to a long-term with someone that would be as quiet.
Okay.
But I wouldn't want just one night.
If you're like, okay, I'm in your area. Hit Taro up.
Hey, I'm coming to Hatsuno Village. Yeah,
100%. You still available?
Yeah.
You up?
Are you around?
You around?
Yeah. That's...
You have a couple, you have like a good weekend together. A long weekend together.
Yeah, 100%.
And then you see each other like next year or whatever.
Yeah, I'd be perfectly happy with that.
Yeah. God, this man.
Yeah.
Canelli.
See, I...
The bird elder.
No. He's just too old.
I think that's fair. He's got a cane.
I know, he's got a cane.
He's got a bad back.
He sits in a rocking chair and it's just like too much.
Ugh.
Like, I feel like I would have to, like, take care of you so much.
Yeah.
And that's just, like, not what I want.
Next. Bluto,
no,
also rock man.
Also super fucking old.
Yeah, but... Okay, I'm leaving it at rock.
Yeah.
And then, last but not least, is Sidon.
Okay. Here we go.
I've left him last for a reason.
Everyone wants to fuck Sidon.
I would fuck Sidon.
I think that's a fact.
I would fuck Sidon.
But the thing is, like, I don't think I could be in a relationship with him. No, Matt, I think he would be a great boyfriend.
I think...
For me personally, I don't think I could do it.
Really? Why do you think you can't do it?
I just think... I don't know. Like, maybe I'm projecting. And, like, I have a bunch of personal issues
yeah.
that I need to work out. But, like, I know he would be, like, the perfect partner.
Yes.
Where he's, like, caring, attentive,
look
wants only good
smile.
Things for you. I know. Trust me. I'm aware.
Something... Even the fact that he doesn't have a nose doesn't... Throw me
no,
off.
No, like
much as
all
the
of the
sharks.
Fish people things that I've said earlier, like
fuck it with
don't,
Sidon,
don't
you know?
Care. Like, yeah, he's perfect.
He's perfect.
But I just feel like I would not be good for him.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. And I know that's like me projecting.
I think so.
100%, but like I absolutely would smash. And I would want more, but I don't think I could let myself have more.
Mm. I think Taro is my number one.
Yeah.
Sidon at least falls into my top four.
Yeah.
I don't know, top three, top four. Like, again, everything about, like, the fish shark people doesn't matter. That man, this man is beautiful no matter what. He has a chiseled jaw. He's got these, like, ripped ass muscles.
Yeah.
From swimming all the time.
Yeah.
I'd let these claws, like, tear me up.
Yeah, 100%.
100%. Anyways, it's a smash.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a smash.
And then the three... is the others that I have deemed important. And I did bring up, I put some context together so that, like, you kind of know who he is, who they are, even though, like, you might know, but our audience might not.
Okay.
So one is Vati is a villain in the Legend of Zelda Four Swords and the Minish Cap. He was present throughout the entire GBA Saga games, and he remains relevant in the hearts and minds of anyone who played them. What makes Vati such a perfect villain is how despicable he is. Whenever he appears in your path, you really feel like he's actively trying to stop you and laughing about it too. This contrasts with, say, Ganon, who seems to be carefully grooming you to be a hero that can defeat him.
Pass.
Pass.
Yeah.
Even in the bat form?
Yeah.
I have pulled up the Minish Cap where he's in a human form and the Four Swords where he's in this, like, bat.
Yeah. Like, you get they look like anal beads, but, like, no.
They do look like anal beads.
Like, I don't know.
They look like fuzzy anal beads.
I know. That's what I was about to say next to you, where I was like, that doesn't seem very comfortable. I'm not into it.
What about Vati is a no for you?
He looks like a boy.
Okay.
Like a child.
Is it the tune? It might be the tune aspect of it.
I think it mostly is the tune part of it, but it also, like, he's too broody. Like, with whatever the fuck the bird's name was, Teba. It was, like, just broody enough where I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Like, ooh.
It's manageable broodiness.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you're broody, but, like, you're not actually broody inside. You're just being kind of a dickhead. Whereas with Vati, it's like, oh, no, you're broody and a piece of shit. Like, right. You're awful.
Well, because Teba's, like, at least not a villain in the game. Like, right. He might be an asshole, but he's not a villain.
Right.
Where Vati is absolutely a villain.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I don't know. I feel like if I didn't know he was a villain, like, and I was a worse person and maybe, like, three shots deep, I would go home with him and then, like, regret my choices later.
Okay.
Definitely not this bat thing.
Okay. Slay.
But, yeah, maybe. Yeah.
All right.
Midna.
That middle form? Yeah.
So, Midna is the mischievous imp with a significant role in the story of Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess. She is a member of the Twilight, the denizens of the Twilight Realm, and in fact, she's their princess. Think of it as a dark and edgy version of Princess Zelda. She's adorable in her imp form, but in her human one.
Mm-hmm.
But what draws us to her is her fun, even if a bit acidic personality.
Definitely not in the imp form.
She's just too small.
You can't do it.
But when she transforms into this.
Listen, she got hip popping out, which means she's got ass popping out. And her tits are just kind of there.
Her tits are defying gravity right now.
She would dominate me.
She would absolutely. Mommy.
Yeah.
She would dominate you.
Yeah.
Like, I wish I could, like, zoom in, but I can't. Like, it's just.
Yeah.
Everything about her. Like, they kind of give us a little bit of that in, like, the imp form where, like, they kind of got this, like, leg out. They kind of got this thing. But then, mm-hmm. They show it here. She feels like the Legend of Zelda Bayonetta version.
Yeah.
And I would fuck Bayonetta in a heartbeat.
Oh, 100%. If you don't. Okay. If you ever meet a person that's like, I wouldn't fuck Bayonetta.
They're lying to you.
Red flag. You're a weird person. Yeah. You're a freak if you wouldn't fuck Bayonetta. So, yeah. I would agree with you.
Yeah.
That this is, like, the Bayonetta. Like, she's serving everything.
She is. I remember when, like, because I didn't finish Twilight Princess, but, like, I've watched other people play Twilight Princess, and, like, the moment where, like, Midna's like, thank you, Link, and it's, like, this human form, I'm like, maybe I should have finished the game. Maybe I should have. But then, if you don't know, at the end of the game, she, like, goes into, like, the portal, and then she breaks it forever, and you can never get Midna again.
Yeah, I know that much.
And I'm like, can we fuck once at least, so that I have, like, a good memory to leave off on? And then I'm just like, it's just like a story that I tell that I'm just like, and I've never seen her again. And people are like, you're a fucking liar. Like, what do you mean you'll never see her again? And you're just like, well, you wouldn't believe me if I told you.
She broke portals between worlds.
She broke portals. And they're just like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, right.
Well, you had the best fuck of your life from this, like, Twilight imp.
Yeah.
Oh, Midna. My whole heart. Gruus. So, Gruus is Link's rival in the Knights Academy and Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword. Gruus has a crush on Zelda, who's more interested in spending time with Link. After several failed attempts at making Link's life harder, Gruus gradually accepts that he's not meant to be the hero in this story, so he forgoes his own path by working with Impa to protect the sealed grounds.
Pass.
He's such a fuckboy.
It's the hair.
It's absolutely the hair.
If he changed the hair, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I believe. Actually, no. I don't know why I said that.
Yeah,
right.
I was like, girl, what the fuck are you talking
about?
No,
you're absolutely
literally just
right.
The hair. The rest, like, he's got the Dorito. He's got the hips. He's got the tits.
He does.
He's got the big muscles.
And he's not wearing, like, crazy clothing that I'm like, the hell
no.
Are you wearing that shit?
No.
You know
like,
what I mean?
He looks, like, normal. It's just his goofy ass hair.
Yeah.
The rest of it, slay.
I feel like if they made, because obviously Skyward Sword came out so long ago at this point. Mm. I feel like if they made Skyward Sword now, I don't know if they'd give him this haircut.
I would hope that they would change it.
Yeah. And like maybe he'd be a Smash then.
I think so.
Yeah. But for now, Groose, until you, I don't know, get rid of these fucking side things.
Yeah.
It's a pass. Now here's the bane of my existence.
Mm-hmm.
I knew I couldn't leave him off this list.
Yeah.
But we have Tingle.
Yeah.
So Tingle's appearances in Majora's Mask, the Oracle of Ages, and as Toon Tingle in Wind Waker don't really make sense for the game. He just shows up. But when you're playing the game, I will say, you don't really care about that because he is a very memorable and funny character. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I've watched him in Wind Waker before, right. And he's funny. And you're right. Just like, wow. He's like this little green-clad middle-aged man with facial hair and is one of the weirdest fucking characters in Zelda.
Right.
Not only does he fly on balloons, but he's a master cartographer and the creator of a unique form of magic only he knows how to perform.
Yep. Funny little guy.
And I would never let him touch me.
Yeah.
I would never let him touch me.
I think that's fair.
I think he's funny from afar, but I would never let him touch me. I think I'd call it hate crime if you tried to touch me.
If you tried to buy me a drink, I'd be like...
Oh, I think I'd leave the bar.
Yeah.
I don't even care. I don't even care if they, like... I haven't closed my tab. I don't care. I'm leaving the bar now. You can charge me however much gratuity you want. I'm leaving the bar now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry, Tingle.
No. No.
Something about him is, like, the worst.
Yeah. He looks like
he has that shade of green from the Lynx that I don't like.
Yeah. No, he looks like he's not allowed to be within 50 feet of a school, you know?
Yeah, he absolutely does. Especially Majora's last Tingle. I'm so sorry. The way that they've drawn Majora's Mask Tingle, he looks like...
He's devious in nature. No, that's exactly what it is.
He just, like, Toon Tingle, again, is the cutest and funkiest by far.
Yeah, no.
You know, he's just, and it, again, might be the Toon aspect of him, because even Oracle of Ages Tingle looks a little wrong.
Yeah, I think I would be fine, like, talking with Oracle of Ages and Toon Tingle. I'd be like, yeah, I don't think, like,
yeah,
they're kind of weird, but, like, whatever, they're just some guy. Or, yeah. Like, Majora's Mask is, like, you 100% roofied my drink while I went to the bathroom.
Absolutely, like, he did.
There's no way you didn't.
Uh-uh. There's no way. That man, he's got this, like, the underwear on the outside, which, like, only Superman can pull off.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, there's something wrong about him.
No, that's fair.
Fee.
No.
No!
No.
So, Fee, to those who don't know, is a companion for Link. She was the first chronologically to fulfill the role of Link's companion in the game, The Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword. This blue statue of a woman is the spirit that resides within the goddess sword, a little part of the goddess Hylia herself, tasked with protecting the blade and guiding the hero who wields it. Fee acts a bit cold and robot-like towards Link at first, but her desires and feelings are slowly revealed throughout their adventure.
Yeah. No.
Why not?
Like, nothing when I look at her... There's nothing that makes me want to, like, hit in the slightest. Wow. And it's not a like, it's just, like, you look like Pearl from Steven Universe a little bit. And, like, that does nothing for
okay.
me. Where are your fucking arms? Are they just the cloak?
They're probably just the cloak.
I don't like that.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I don't like that.
Hidden somewhere under there. Yeah. But those are the two pictures I found.
I don't like that.
Okay.
That doesn't, like, what are we supposed to do?
Again, my answer would have been hit until I found out she was a statue.
Yeah.
And it's just a rock again. Yep. I'm really being cock-blocked by rock.
Yeah, a little bit. And that's also another reason why I'm like, no, she's like...
She's a statue.
Yeah, no.
I literally was, like, looking up, like descriptors for these to be like, I don't know what all these people do. Like, I don't know if you'd know what all these people do, let alone the people who are listening to this. So I, like, looked up each of these, and I was just like, ooh, Fee. Wow, okay. And then I was like, she's a fucking statue? God damn it. It's fucking rocks.
Yep.
The Happy Mask Salesman.
No. He's not allowed within 500 feet of a school.
He's not allowed within 500,000 feet of a school.
Yeah.
So the Happy Mask Salesman, honestly, if you don't know who this person is, you really don't know Zelda. And that's okay, because he is one of the most sinister and mysterious character in the entire Zelda franchise, making his appearance in Majora's Mask. Majora's Mask is just a bad game. Like, anybody who comes from Majora's Mask, you're like, get them away from me.
A little bit, yeah.
So this individual makes his first appearance in Hyrule, peddling his wares to all who care for some masks, including Link. Plus, he's the original owner of the Majora's Mask. So he's kind of, he's fucked up. He looks wrong. They're literally like, this is also official artwork for Majora's Mask. The way that they shade this, you could do this shading for anyone and they'd look like a monster.
Yeah.
Like, truly, honestly.
Yeah. And I think that's the intention, because, like, Majora's Mask was, like, way more serious, quote-unquote, and it was supposed creepy. To be supposed to be creepy and, like, scary and that kind of stuff. And I get that's why, like, lots of people love the game and stuff like that. And, like, I like the aesthetic and all of that, but no, I would I wouldn't enter a bar if he was in it.
God, no. Again, I'd leave the bar
if
he walked in with me. If he came up to me trying to sell a mask, I'd be screaming, fire! Fire!
Yeah.
Running, fire!
Yeah.
Just trying to get away from this person. Like, he is actually, you know, he's the monster version of Beetle.
Yeah.
They're both trying to sell things. They both have these very large packs.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something wrong with him in the way that Beetle's just like, oh. You know?
Yeah.
While with this guy, you're like, ah!
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Pass.
Tetra / Sheik.
Sheik, yes.
So, Tetra, I put these both up there as the two disguised Zeldas. She comes in the form of a pirate girl, a capable captain with a crew that loves her. She's a total badass and may come across as cold-hearted at times. Still, she is a caring girl. This hidden loving nature hints at Tetra's secret that she's actually the reincarnation of Princess Zelda. Whoa. And then Sheik is the second hidden Zelda form, taking the form of a mysterious ninja-esque warrior belonging to the Sheikah tribe in The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time. She helps Link understand time's true meaning and provides guidance and support in his quest to stop Ganon once and for all. So much wisdom in one person should have alerted us to a real identity, considering Zelda carries with her the Triforce of Wisdom. Sheik, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tetra, no.
But you like pirates.
I do, but again, the design.
The tune.
I think it's the tune, but also the hair is fucking goofy.
Okay.
I don't like your outfit is vaguely pirate. Like, the sword on the hip, is that all I got? Like, what the fuck? Where he's like, Sheik is like, deck the fuck out.
Oh, she is, yeah.
Look at her thighs. Like,
the fucking, I was gonna say the leather like garters.
Yeah.
Like a top, like on the very tops of her thighs.
Yeah. It
yeah
like everything about Sheik.
A lot of buckles going on.
Yeah, everything about Sheik is like super slay.
Yeah,
absolutely would.
Yeah,
I don't care that she'd be quiet in bed. I don't care.
I think you are right about that.
Yeah,
but I also think that she would know stuff that like no one would ever know ever, and you'd be like, I don't know how that person did that, and I'm gonna be spending the rest of my life trying to figure out how you did that.
Yeah. She'd get me to squirt, and I'd be like, what the fuck? Where did that come from?
How did you do that?
I've never been able to do that myself.
And then she's just silent, so she's just like...
Like, oh my god, okay.
And you just, like, you go about your life being like...
I'm capable.
But
no one else has ever been able... What the fuck?
Yeah, you just go the rest of your life, just...
Yeah.
Hollow. Being like, I have this ability to do this thing, but I've never been able to do it after...
Yeah.
And I miss her every day.
Yeah, a little bit.
You see a waterfall and you're just like, thinking of her again. Thinking of her again. All right, Impa. So Impa appears many times throughout the Zelda series, notably as Princess Zelda's personal guardian in Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time. But Impa's biggest role in the series came in The Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword, where players get to interact with two separate Impas 100 years apart. When young Impa first appears in Skyward Sword, she assumes her role as Sword Protector of Zelda when the princess first lands in Hyrule. However, Impa sends Link and Zelda on their way to meet her future self before returning to the past. In the intervening 100 years, Impa guards a sleeping Zelda and awaits her awakening.
The other Impas that show up look like Sheik. And, like, she is part of the Sheikah clan, so, like, it makes sense. But at the same time, like, also the Breath of the Wild Impa is very different looking than this Impa. So, like, this iteration, 100% one.
Yeah.
But, like, Breath of the Wild and other iterations,
she's an old woman.
Yeah, she's old.
Leave her alone.
Whereas, like, she's serving cunt right now.
The red eyes, the, like, bralette top.
Yeah.
With, like, the bandages underneath, the white hair, the feathers, the skin-tight pants.
Yeah.
She's serving.
Yeah. All for the same reasons that
I literally did not have her in the list, and I was like going through other lists, and I was like, "Who's she? I need her on the list."
Yeah.
And again, when you look her up, these are like the first two images that come up, and you're just like, "Oh, okay."
I mean, I can understand why, because no one wants to like look at an old woman. So like, I'll show the other one.
I was like, "Okay, yeah, sure." I would smash this Impa.
100%. Yeah.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt. And she's loyal enough. The thing is I think we're going back to the discussion we had about like the D&D character, the cleric, where it's just like she was loyal enough to stay by Zelda for 100 years, so she'll be loyal to me, right? But is she only loyal to Princess Zelda?
Yeah, I didn't even think about her in like a relationship context. I was just like, Smash.
You're my relationship girl. Normally you tell me to calm the fuck down.
I don't know. I don't think that I could be in a relationship with her.
Okay.
I feel like she is like duty before anything else. And it's like, that doesn't fly with me.
She's the one that hit. Like, you hit up Tauros from like time to time and you're like, I'm in your city. But she's like, now or whatever, and you're just like,
okay,
ass over. Yeah,
100%.
You're like, this is the only chance I get, like, please.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, next is Demise. Demise is much more than a traditional villain. Rather, he's the origin of villain traditions in Hyrule and the metaphorical father of Ganon, appropriately making his appearance in The Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword. Despite looking ridiculous in the first few appearances as the imprisoned, this dark being is a primal force of evil and rebellion motivated by little more than a thirst for power and destruction. At the end of Skyward Sword, he sealed away for good with the help of the Master Sword and Link, but his hatred becomes a curse upon the world. Much like Link and Zelda's demise will also come back time after time in the form of Ganon.
Smash.
You've surprised me this entire episode with who you will and will not smash. I've got to be honest with you.
Interesting.
There are people where I was like, she's absolutely going to smash this person. And you're like, no. And I was like,
who?
Oh, first of all, Cass, you said no. And then I was like, put some fucking imagination.
Whoa.
Put some spice into
Don't
this.
Don't tell me how to live my life. What are you? I just pulled a fucking muscle.
Oh, no. Ow.
Listen. Okay.
Yeah.
Big tits.
Big
tiny
tits.
Waist.
You're right.
There's nothing underneath that little cloak of his. I know it for
God,
sure.
You're right.
I'm getting a flash of it as we're fighting. And I know it's big. I don't care.
The way that it slits this far out.
Yeah.
Like, his dick is right here.
Yeah.
Like.
No.
That's the shadow of it right here.
Look at how defined his thighs are.
You're right.
Crazy.
That corded muscle.
Like, crazy defined. Yeah. I want thighs like that so bad. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. The fire hair.
Not partial to it.
Not partial
But I
to
don't
it.
Think he would be giving me head anyways, so it's fine.
I don't think so either.
I think this is like missionary or from the back only.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't
so.
Think there's anything else going
no
on.
No foreplay.
Nope.
There is just, it's one of those things where like Demise comes back. The same, like, I think the same thing as Ganon, where Ganon comes back and you're like, oh God, that's so awful. Beep, beep, boop, 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 beep, beep. Hey.
Is that secret passage still open or did you destroy it this time? Can I come back?
No one must know.
Yeah.
You know how we talked about, like, in our Legend of Zelda episode that there's, like, reincarnations of, like, Zelda and Link and Ganon?
Yeah.
There's just a reincarnation of you constantly of just, like, trying to fuck Ganon.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. You're
yeah.
just, like, Ganon's mistress.
Happily.
And no one actually knows about you. You're just, like...
Happily.
Happily. I wait around every 100 or so years. Ganon comes back.
Yeah, man.
We have one night, or demise, we have one night of passionate lovemaking that leaves me sore for about 3 years.
I'll
take
it.
And then I wait 97 more
yeah.
years and it happens all over
I'll
again.
I'll take it. That's worth it, my book.
Do you think he'd use the sword against you?
Like, I hope
you?
So.
All right, then we have Linebeck.
No.
So Linebeck is nothing more than a treasure hunter obsessed with riches in The Legend of Zelda Phantom Hourglass. This greedy and cowardly man is so egocentric, he even named his seafaring vessel after himself. Still, he travels with Link's serve to temper his spirit, eventually helping him overcome his cowardice when push came to shove. In the end, he's an unlikely hero.
Listen.
Yeah.
I like the eye bags.
Yes.
I like the little ascot and coat thing that's going on.
Why do they give him the worst hair possible?
I don't mind the hair.
I do.
I think it's just like he has way too defined cheekbones and
okay.
like his face is a little too long.
Okay. But, it's kind of like a skull with the like sunken in eyes.
Yeah. And like I don't mind that look, but it's just like I do think his face is just too long. That being said, after a couple drinks, probably.
Okay. How many? Less than Link? More than Link?
More than Link.
More than Link.
I would smash Link before I smashed him.
Yeah. But this man, he would be so in your grill more than Link.
What do you mean by that?
Like, in a bar area.
Oh,
he
yeah.
would be all up in your grill. And you'd be like, haha. Like.
Yeah. Well, he's like, he's desperate.
He absolutely is desperate.
He's desperate for it. Whereas, like, Link doesn't care. Link is, like, nonchalant. And that's part of the, like.
Appeal. Yeah.
Part of the appeal.
Yeah.
For sure.
No, I don't know. There's something about his hair that I hate.
Okay.
This, like, mullet with, like, this top sprout going on. And then, like, this weird bang that, like, goes up really far right here.
Yeah.
I don't know. It looks like he cut it himself.
To me, that's how most Pokemon characters look. So, like, it's like... Mm.
But I don't know. We haven't played Smash or Pass Pokemon yet. So, true. Yeah, I don't know. And this little mustache isn't doing anything for me.
See, I like mustaches, though.
Even the little one?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter how much hair there. It's just there's hair there.
I mean, okay, it does matter. But, like, it's, like, dark enough that I'm like, okay, that was, like, a choice. Like, this is not you no, growing right. in prepubescent. You're like, right. you shaved that out. Yeah. So, like, good for you.
You trimmed that.
Yeah, like, that's the shape that you wanted.
Yes.
For sure.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, it's not, like, a prepubescent, like, a yeah. couple of hairs coming in around the lip, so.
You're surprising me tonight. All
right.
Next is Rudo. Rudo is the tomboyish, somewhat selfish princess of the Zora tribe from The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time. She's fated to become the attendant of the Zora patron deity, Lord Jabu Jabu, something she doesn't seem at all interested in at first. After the 7-year timescape where Link is frozen in the Sacred Realm, Zudo changes a lot. She's now the responsible and reliable ruler of the Zora populace. Still, her youthful feelings for Link burn deep within her.
No. Pass.
Is it because she's a fish?
Yes. I don't like the head shape. I don't like the weird ear gill thing.
Yeah.
I don't like that the gill things also extend off of her forearms and her hips. I don't like that she's just naked.
Yeah.
Like, at least in the left picture that you showed, it's like, oh, she kind of has, like, a bodice thing. Like, right. That, like, it's kind of covering up.
This one is just titties.
That
out.
One is literally just, like, tits, and it also shows her rib cage. Yeah. And it's like, what the fuck are we doing?
I don't know what we're really doing with
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I don't like it. Like, there's nothing about it that is appealing to me. Also, like, she has, like, weird dots up on her head that I'm like, what the fuck are those things?
Is she supposed to be, like, a hammerhead shark?
Okay, but then why her eyes down here if they're just going to give her another because set of eyes
this,
up there?
This would be so much weirder if her eyes were spaced out this far apart.
No, I know, but, like, get rid of those dots.
Sure.
Like, I don't know what they are or why they're there, and it bugs me.
I'm not a character designer.
No, I know.
I don't mind this, like, I don't know, it feels like a skirt kind of situation. I don't mind these. Yeah, there is something about, like, the way that they've drawn her, which, like, I feel like... She is like the where we talked about like at the very beginning Urbosa, and you're just like she's skimpy, but like a fine skimpy.
Yeah,
she's not a fine skimpy.
This is skimpy in every wrong possible.
This is like how can we draw a naked person without drawing a naked person?
You just didn't give her nipples. Like that's the only thing.
Yeah,
like you could have just slapped nipples on there, and you could have told me that's a naked Zora, and I'd be like, yeah, all right.
Yeah, right. Again, if she came to me, I wouldn't say no to her, unfortunately.
If she came to me, I'd be like, no, you need to go find someone else.
Okay. All right. And then last but not least, we have Giraham.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's how you say his name. Giraham, a flamboyant and narcissistic demon lord with a penchant for theatrics, is from Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword. He doesn't look at all menacing at first glance with his delicate frame and fluid movements. Whoever wrote this is
they're
really...
gay. He's gay.
But he's actually a sadistic man obsessed with resurrecting demise to acquire his power. As the game progresses, more of his lunacy is revealed through his cruel acts and the ease with which he loses his composure when things don't go his way.
Pass. What?
Flamboyant!
That man is gay. That man doesn't know what a clit is or where it's located. I'm so sorry. Look at him in the first two poses on the left.
Okay.
No fucking way.
This
look
one's
at the way
a little
he's
sus.
Holding himself.
This one's a little sus.
Absolutely fucking not. I'm sorry.
What if he's a bi man?
No, there's nothing about this person that is attractive to me.
Wow.
At all.
Damn.
Like, and I haven't played Skyward Sword.
Yeah.
I don't know pretty much anything about this person. Right. Fuck no.
Wow.
No. Even if he approached me. Hard pass.
You've really surprised me tonight. I'll tell you that. I just feel like we've talked about, like, you were really, like, the Monster Fucker episode, you were like, smash, 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 smash. And then you had, like, only a couple of passes.
But I also think that's because I didn't have pictures to go along with it.
You didn't, yeah. So I put like, a whole bunch of it.
We also have different perception of what those kinds of things look right. like. So with this, it's like, we're both looking at the exact same thing.
I also feel
thing.
Like the Monster Fucker, you were like, vampire. We're like... If I just said Giraham, would you have known? No, I had to give
no,
you a picture.
Right. I was giving you vague ideas of things yeah. that you could fill in the blanks, whereas this is like a person.
Uh-huh.
So, no, I could not do that.
I don't know. Maybe you just have more self-respect than I do.
I think that's a long shot. I think... I don't think that's right, but yeah. Slay.
I don't know. I just, you did surprise me. Where there were some that I was like, yeah, she's going to say yes to this. She's going to say it. And you were just like, no, hard no. And I'm like, whoa. She's not even like a universe in which.
It would never be that way as such.
Wow. All right. Well.
What about you? You didn't give your answer.
I don't know. I feel like if he conned me into it.
Oh.
Okay. There was like another one I said that about where I was like, yeah, you can call me into it. Huh, and then I might feel bad about myself afterwards. But like, I don't know. What is it like? You have like there's a couple like villains. So it's obviously not villains because you have like Ganon and Demise where you were just like, mm-hmm. I won't tell anyone and I'll fuck you on the down low. Right.
Yeah.
And then there's other villains that you were like, no, not even within like a million years.
I really do think it's like the way that they look. I obviously that's like a big part of it. That's right. Why we're doing this. But it's also like when I look at someone, and this is my bad, I have like a general perception of what their personality is like based on how they look.
Sure.
And that's just like human nature to like do that. So when I look at him, I'm like, he would call me nasty fucking mean names in bed and like mean it.
Sure.
Like he would not like, whereas like I think Ganon would not say much.
Mm.
And I'm perfectly fine with that.
You're like, I would rather take silent than...
than being fucking mean. Yeah. Well, that's the thing is like, there's a difference between like, oh, I want you to say like, I want you to say like nasty things to me. But I, at the end of the day, I know you don't mean it and you're just saying it to like get me off.
Sure.
He would say it and like mean it
mm-hmm.
and like genuinely be like, you're fucking disgusting. And I'd be like, I'm going to cry later.
Yeah.
So that is my perception on this person.
I do think because they're fictional characters, I just already put in my brain, like, it'll be the way that I want it to be.
Oh.
In the way that, like, yeah, maybe, like, he's selfish and, like, maybe I wouldn't come at the end of it. And mm-hmm. I'd be like, well, that was the weirdest one-night stand I've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, because I don't know this person and because it's, like, a fictional character, that I'm not trying to, like, oh, yeah, like, don't get me wrong. If this was a man in real life, if a man in real life looked like this, like, frame, haircut, whatever, I'd also be like, no, there's no way.
Yeah.
But because this is, like, a fictional character, I'd be like, you might be, like, really selfish in bed and only get yourself off, but, like, I don't know if you'd, like, be awful.
Yeah. That's the other thing, too, is, like, with the case of, like, Ganon and Demise.
Yes.
It's like, I know absolutely that they're only using me to get off, but the thing is, I know that they would last longer than me, so I would get off before they could finally get off. Him? I'm getting nothing out of this. And I think that's other, like, subconscious, like, I did think about it with Demise, where I was like...
when I feel bad about myself morally.
I was just like,
But would the dick be good enough that you don't care at the end
exactly.
of the day?
Exactly. So it's like, with him, the case of him is like, I don't think that I would finish before him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he would finish me off.
Sure.
He'd call me mean things and mean it to get himself off.
Mm-hmm.
He'd tell me to leave right afterward.
Yeah.
No, I couldn't do it.
All right. You're a mixed bag today.
Thanks.
I enjoy it.
I'll take it.
Yeah. Very much like, I don't know. Even with like, I guess I didn't even really like, I didn't know like when I put, obviously when I put Ganon in front of you, you were going to bark like a dog. But
okay, make but assumptions like, about me. I see how it is.
You literally made a face that you were like, you didn't have to call me out that.
100%.
But like Link and Zelda, I was just like, I don't know actually what she's going to say about this. So there were some that I was just putting up.
Uh-huh.
Also because I wanted this to be somewhat of a long length, but like not too long, and be like, okay, there's not like 10, but there's not 50.
Right.
So.
No, I get that. And like I have thought about the Zelda stuff before, and I have thought about like Link,
mm-hmm.
and it's just, I can't.
Well, obviously with your friend being like, smash Link.
Yeah.
You obviously put that in your head and be like, what?
Yeah, like, no. He's just like not my type.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, the ones that are like especially silent, it's like. Okay, well,
too silent, too quiet.
But in the case of the one guy that has the streak in his hair, I'm like, okay, you have a hot body to make up for it. Like, at least I got something to look at while it's all going down.
You're
whereas
right.
Like with Link, there are outfits of his that like show things, and it's like not much.
Yeah, he's kind of
don't get me wrong, I do think Link would probably be able to like pick me up and throw
he's
me around.
Skinny, but
he's lean.
Yes, he's lean.
But it's not like he's bodybuilder type.
No,
whereas like the other guy was like,
he's like, he's got like a
V-line.
Swimmer's body.
Yeah, 100%. And it's like,
but yeah, that man, you're like, that man works in a field. 100%. That man plows all day.
And it's like, again, if we're doing missionary or something, at least I got something to look at. Like, he could be silent and I don't give a fuck.
Whereas like, we'll put on some music, baby. I don't care.
Yeah. And with Link, it's just like, okay, well, like, there's not a lot to look at.
Which is, you're just like, I need to be a little drunk, you know?
Yeah, just a little.
Just a little.
Not too much.
No, I'll remember it in the morning. But
100%.
Yeah.
But like for other ones, I'm like, yeah, I want to be stone cold. I want to remember every moment of this. Yeah. And then there's others where I was like, I fucking don't want to remember this at all. But I would.
Yeah. But I know. Yeah. 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 100%. Interesting. I think I learned a lot about you today. And okay. I think it's maybe not to put your favorite characters in front of you and ask to you to fuck them.
Yeah. Like, I knew Cass was... As soon as you proposed, I knew.
Yeah.
And the thing is like...
That was one, because I was like, she loves Cass. She's going to fuck Cass. She's going to marry Cass. She's going to run away with Cass.
No. I don't know. And it's like, it is very hard for you to ask me to be like, detach yourself from all of that. And it's like, no, that's the reason why I love them.
Right.
Is because of all of these other things. And if you're asking me to strip that from them, then like, I don't know how to feel.
Okay. I'm hot and not in the good way.
Yeah, me too.
Yikes! Thank you for listening to another episode of Canonically Incorrect. You can follow us on Twitter and TikTok and Instagram and Tumblr. You can send us your fanfiction recommendations, or if you're a fanfiction author that would like to be on our show, email us at canonicallyincorrectpod@gmail.com. If you would like to support us, you can donate a one-time donation at ko-fi.com/canonicallyincorrect. You can subscribe to our Patreon monthly at patreon.com/canonicallyincorrect. Thank you to our Patreons, Autumnal River and Riley C, for your continued support.
Donate to AO3!
And we'll see you guys next time!
Bye! Bye.